Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL, 950 AM, 100.3 FM. You can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com and your favorite podcast platform. Well, we are here on Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, but we are continuing our series we've done this week with a wonderful interview with Jason Romano about ministering to those involved in some of our national sports leagues and local sports leagues. And I hope if you listened to the program yesterday, if you haven't, you can tune it in, the entire series over at CatholicAudioMedia.com. And I hope you realize how important it is to have these some form of faith outreach to teams that may come in your area, the teams that are in your area, and everything else. So it's really important. He really hammered that home. So we're going to finish our interview today, and this is with Jason Romano. His Twitter feed is at Jason Romano, so you can check that out, at Jason Romano, and he is part of SportsSpectrum.com. He's the media contact, actually, SportsSpectrum.com, which is a faith outreach to those in sports. So fascinating thing, and if you know Mike Fisher from NHL, he is one of the featured testimonies. He's the featured testimony on the front of the webpage. So let us switch over to the final part of our interview with Jason Romano from Sports Spectrum. Yesterday, he talked about how the Kansas City Chiefs reach out and do prayer service, do a Sunday service, I guess best way to put it, for all those involved, not only with the team, but also the fans. So we're picking it up from there with Jason Romano. That's fascinating, and it's so important, especially during this time where there are people that may be nervous about expressing their faith or, you know, because of the atmosphere around, and then to learn, wow, there were these people that actually are expressing their faith too.
Well, that's so important too, because there are people who are, a lot of people, including myself for many years. I think the older I get, the more I'm less inclined to be concerned about sharing my faith because of what other people might think. But I think when you're in your 20s or your 30s, or especially if you're a teenager, so much is predicated on what will people think? Will I be rejected? Will I be made fun of? You know, will I have to get in an argument because somebody doesn't believe that God exists? And I think we want to create atmospheres and opportunities for people to live out their faith, you know, and to be intentional about going to church. But also, listen, again, I'll revert back to that 1 Peter 3:15 scripture. You know, Peter talks about us being prepared to share our faith, but not forcing our faith on anybody. And I don't think forcing our faith is a good idea in any situation, in any setting, with any person. I can tell you when I was forced faith on me when I was younger, this is not as a kid, but in my early 20s, that became very unattractive. I was like, why would I want to be a part of something like that, that you're forcing me to do this? Right. And I think I understand why it can come across that way, because a lot of people who begin a journey and really get serious about God, they get excited about it and they want to tell everybody about what's happened in their lives. But I think we have to be respectful. We have to be gentle, the Bible says, and we have to remember that not everybody is in the same place as you, but we also do have to be prepared, as Peter says, to give a reason for the hope that's within us. So we have to be prepared to share our faith, to share the gospel, and to share what has worked in our lives and what has worked in the countless lives of so many for centuries. And I think we have to be prepared for that. And again, if people reject that, well, guess what? Jesus was rejected too. It happened quite often. And he actually warns us and says, listen, if you stand up and you proclaim my name, there are going to be people who reject you. And it's hard because we're humans and we don't want that feeling. But I think it's important to remember that not everybody's going to align. But if you get one person or two people who are interested, we'll focus on that person and work with them and share with them what you've encountered in your life. And hopefully that gives them encouragement to be able to pursue their own relationship, because it is a personal relationship. We all have to get to that point. It's not anything that anybody else can do. You know, I think I heard somebody said, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink.
That's true.
I mean, that is basically what the gospel is. You and I can lead people to the gospel, to the foot of the cross and to the altar of Christ, But we can't force anybody to make a decision that they don't want to do. That's on them. And I think that's really where hopefully most people who are a little worried or concerned about sharing their faith, just remember you're sharing your faith. You're not forcing anybody to do anything. And I think if you love people and serve them the way Jesus did, most people will be open to at least listening. They may not jump on it, but they'll at least listen.
Yeah, no, that's a great point. And just as you say, just basically living your faith without even saying anything can have a major impact. I had the experience when I was in the Navy is I was just starting. I don't know if I had started to get back to church. I was just maybe just about to. And I bumped into a shipmate of mine in an art museum and we sat down for a cup of coffee. And he just talked very simply about how he practices his faith, how he's Christian, how he prays. And I was like, you pray? He was a fire control technician where the people that send off missiles. And I was a sonar technician.
Sure.
And that simple conversation, which I have no idea where he is today, literally changed my life. And that's all it was, over a cup of coffee in an art museum.
You just never know. And that's it. Like, my conversation was with my brother in the back bedroom of my house on Mother's Day. And that's when he shared what God had done in his life. And he shared about the gospel. And he simply asked me, is this something that you would like? And I said, I think so. And so we prayed, and then we began this journey together. And my brother has a PhD in biblical studies now, and he's a pastor and a Bible professor and a Bible college president. Like, he's just doing amazing things for God. And at that time, he was a 25-year-old kid, a 25-year-old young man, who just recognized that he wanted to tell me about Christ. And at first, I was rejecting him many times before that. But that day I was open, my heart was open to hear what he had to say. And it changed my life too. And all it was a conversation that he instilled. And if I wasn't ready, I would have just said, nah, you know what? Not right now, Chris, but thank you. But I wasn't. I was open. I was ready. And I think there are a lot of people who are open and ready, but people have to have conversations with them. And I think that's where we come in. We have to be open and willing to share our faith, because there are people there in a hurting world that are looking for some hope. And if we don't provide that hope, because we know that Christ is the only hope, then who else is going to do that? So, yeah.
Well, I really appreciate this conversation. It was wonderful. And I want to remind people that you are over at Sports Spectrum. So that's sportspectrum.com. And yes. Great stuff over there. I was looking at the testimony from Mike Fisher from the NHL. And and you have a magazine and podcasts and everything else.
We do. Yeah. It's been a fun thing to be a part of. And, you know, the testimonies, like you mentioned, Mike Fisher. I mean, Mike Fisher, for those that don't know, is Carrie Underwood, the musician. That's her husband. And
really?
So Mike Fisher is a follower of Christ. And so is Carrie, for that matter.
Yeah.
But Mike has shared his testimony with us on our platform. And, you know, he didn't have to do that, but he saw the value in Sports Spectrum, because we're the only ones out there that I can see from the sports perspective that are willing to share about Christ in the lives of these athletes. You know, obviously my former employer or anywhere else, you know, that is, you know, there to cover sports, that's not their place. And I get that. I'm not putting them down at all. They're just
sure
they're there to cover sports.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a great platform in sports to talk about Jesus. So many athletes love the Lord. We want to be the place to do that, and that's what we've been able to do. And I'm so honored and grateful that, you know, this ministry lived way before I was a part of it, since 1985, and we're just trying to, you know, stand on the shoulders of those who stood before us and carry it and discern it and you know, steward it properly for the next people to take over when it's no longer ours to do.
And again, that was our interview with Jason Romano. Great interview. We had a great time tuning him in. And keep that in mind, even though he is no longer Catholic, speaking to the Catholics, you can see that need to spread our faith in celebration, in joy, and let people know to have that relationship with Christ. That's what we are also all about. We'll be back next week at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Monday through Friday. Have a blessed day. You can now leave a message for us, which we can air and discuss on this program. Just call 617-297-7452.
That's 617-297-7452.
617-297-7452. Feel free to call, leave a comment, a question, or even feedback, and we may play it on the air. I can discuss your comment or question as well, so give that a try.
617-297-7452, 617-297-7452.
I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. And don't forget, we will be here next week, as we are every single Monday through Friday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon here on WROL, 950 AM, 100.3 FM. You can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. Well, we had a great week, not only Thanksgiving, but the whole week we got to listen to Jason Romano from SportsSpectrum.com. You can find him on Twitter at Jason Romano. In the meantime, we will be here next week, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, also at CatholicAudioMedia.com. Our guest is going to be Mark Hart. You may be familiar with him. He's also known as the Bible Geek. He's from Life Teen, so that's Mark Hart. Have yourself a blessed day, and we'll see you on Monday. If you would like to support our program, please consider a donation to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. There are several ways to consider this. One is to purchase any of our merchandise, which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. There are coffee mugs there. There's also my latest book, Encounter Christ in Your Humanity, all of which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also donate to the show directly through either the Donate tab, also at CatholicAudioMedia.com, or by sending a donation to the U.S. Postal Service with your questions and comments at 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. Finally, the best way you can support our parish is to attend Mass on Sundays at 10 o'clock and be a part of our parish. We thank you for any support you would like to give to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, the sponsoring parish for this media outreach to Catholics and other Christians in the WROL, WEZE, and podcast listening audience. In Cristo vivimos.